Thank you, Dr. Haley. Good afternoon. I am Bozer Raj Basnet. I am a PhD student of plant breeding and genetics at Texas A&M University. Today, I am going to talk about one of my PhD research projects titled Genetic Analysis and Molecular Mapping of Durable Aloe and Leaf Rust Resistance in Hexaploid Wheatline Coy 3. First of all, I'm going to go for a brief introduction about wheat rust. Wheat rust, as we all know, is the most common and very important disease of wheat worldwide. There are three types of rust. The first one is leaf rust. It is caused by Puccinia triticina, and the infection basically occurs on the upper side of green leaves, and we can see here a single infection produces a small brownish pustules of rust spores, and as it is a most common of all three types, the damage is low to moderate, and it goes up to 20% in large scale. Similarly, the next one is stripe rust, also called yellow rust. It is caused by Puccinia stiformis, and the infection occurs basically on the leaf, and sometime in the higher disease pressure condition, it goes towards the spikes as well. And this is, as we can see here, a single infection produces a long strip of yellowish color rust pustules along the leaf. And it causes higher damage than the leaf rust and goes up to 40 to 50% in large scale, in large area. And third one, the most dangerous one, is the stem rust. It is the most aggressive among all of these three. And the infection occurs on stem and leaf as well. So it produces a very big pustules on the stem, and the spores breaks the epidermis, and it causes a high damage, and the illness goes up to 70% in higher epidemic condition. I think we all know, we all agree that genetic resistance is the most economic and environment-friendly means of disease management. But the big question is about the durability of resistance, because the pathogen and host system is a dynamic system, and the resistance is per se a relative term. So here, what is the durable resistance then? It is the resistance that remains effective during its prolonged and widespread use in an environment which is very favorable to the disease. So out of the many components or dimensions of durable resistance, as a breeder's perspective, we are interested in RES, non-specific resistance, which is expressed in adult plant stage. So our interest and in this project, we are focused on the APR, or adult plant resistance, which is RES, non-specific. So wheat breeders are more interested in durable resistance or non-RES, non-specific resistance in wheat? So basically, there are many reasons. The first one, I think, is it is conditioned by minor genes, and which are additive in nature, and it is inherited quantitatively. So we can predict the disease pretty well. The second one, I think, is there is no association, no relationship, gene-for-gene relationship between host and pathogen. That's why it is this kind of resistance is pretty effective against a broad range of pathogen races or rust races. And the other most important one is the partial resistance. The APR is associated with a partial or incomplete resistance. That's why it helps to stabilize the racial structure in an environment, that which prevents the unidirectional evolution of rust races. And then it prevents the bust and boom cycle off and on. And the basic mechanism by which the APR works is it reduces the primary infection and delays the overall epidemics by shifting the disease progress curve. So there are potentially many APR genes in wheat germplasm worldwide, but so far there are just a few ones which are well characterized and used in breeding programs. So what's the next one? What's the next step? Then all the breeders, wheat breeders, which are working in, which are fighting against the rust, think that we have to find and characterize more and more APR genes so that we can fix them in the wheat population worldwide, so that we can get rid of the wheat rust at least for some years or for a longer period of time. So in this regard, we have found a very potential source of durable resistance. It is KYV3. It is a high, very high yielding, and it has been already released as variety in some other countries. So it is a spring wheat line developed in CIMIT, and it has been showing a very high level of adult plant resistance to both leaf rust and yellow rust. Here in the picture, we can see the disease reaction in the field condition. It is inequality field condition. So the KYV3 is very resistant here without any single spores on the leaf. Still, there is some kind of infection process over there, but there is no spores at all as compared to the susceptible counterpart, that is abscessed wire. It is pretty completely susceptible here. So it is the same, the reaction is somewhat similar in both stripe and leaf rust. So we hypothesize that KYV3 possesses novel APR genes for leaf rust and yellow rust resistance. And its genetic and molecular characterization will help to will enhance the effort of breeding for durable resistance in the future. So to test those hypotheses, we have two objectives. The first one is to understand the mode of inheritance and estimate the number of genes which are responsible for durable rust resistance, that is adult plant resistance in this case. And the second one is to map the putative quantitative trait loci, which is responsible for that resistance. For phenotypic evaluation, we have 198 F4 derived F5 recombinant inbred lines derived from two parents, KYV3 itself, that's the resistance source, and the abscessed YRA, which is a susceptible one. And we have two test locations. Basically, this was the phenotypic evaluation was carried out in CIMIT stations. The stripe rust evaluation was done in Toluca CIMIT station in 2009 and 10. Similarly, rust leaf rust was evaluated in Obregon station in 2009 and 10. And we noted many, we scored many disease data. The first one was disease severity data on 0 to 100% of visual score. Basically, this is the leaf area coverage by the rust scores. And the second one is infection type score, which is from 0 to 90 scale. And this is basically the degree of resistance or susceptibility here. We can see the aggressiveness of the pathogen on the host. So then we also calculate the coefficient of infection and area under disease process crop in case of multiple drillings. This is the phenotypic distribution of yellow rust and leaf rust field data. These four are yellow rust data or stripe rust data, and these two are leaf rust data, leaf rust distribution. We can see here there's no normal distribution. There might be many reasons for that, and it is considered to be very normal based on previous researches. But, of course, this is a continuous distribution and indicates this is a quantitative trait. Here, maybe the normality, the cause of non-normality may be because of few number of genes present in the population, and also maybe unequal effects of genes, those genes, and maybe the epistatic effect among those. We have a very good correlation between the experiments in 2009-2010 for both leaf rust and yellow rust. We can see here it is 0.86, highly significant positively. And for yellow rust in two seasons, it is 0.9, it's very high. So it indicates that we have a very controlled experiment and very consistent, we have a very consistent disease data. And heritability estimates is very high. For yellow rust, it is 0.95, and for leaf rust, it is 0.92. So it indicates that we don't have much environmental effect in this condition. I mean, non-genetic factor is minimized here. And next, we estimated the number of genes possibly present in this population, and we did chi-square test of it for 2, 3, or 4 gene segregation ratio for F4-derived F5 lines. And what it did basically is, first of all, for each trait, disease trait, in all the experiments, we grouped all the lines in three categories. The first one is homozygous parental type resistance. The second was homozygous parental type susceptible. Basically, these two categories represents the extreme phenotypic category of this population for these traits. And the next category is the middle of those, like which are not clear either they are parental type, so they are in between these two groups. So we used chi-square test of fit for 3 gene ratio, and we found it is the very low chi-square value for 3 gene segregation ratio, and then the probability is very, very high. So we cannot reject that. I mean, the 3 gene ratio fits for this data. And also here, for the leaf rust, still the forging ratio fits well. So we conclude that at least there are 3 to 4 genes that are present in this population. The next step is linkage mapping. Now, for linkage mapping, we have 478 polymorphic markers, both DART and SSR markers. We constructed the linkage map and ended up with 25 linkage groups using Haldane mapping function. And we use two different softwares to validate the linkage maps. And also for QTL mapping, we use composite interval mapping function and ICIM add function of QTL ICIM mapping version 3.1. So also we calculate the load threshold with 1,000 parameters in test. And here is the result for QTL mapping. We found 3 major QTLs responsible for stripe rust. And the first one is on 1B, the second is on 2D, the third one on the 3B. And it turned out that the first one on 1B and third one, they are already, they are same as, this is same as LF46, and this is same as WIR30, SR2WIR30. And this is of our interest. And then we found this is very important one because it has very large effect, and it is, we mapped it pretty close to the markers here. So this is a very promising one for us. And similarly, we found very small effect QTLs as well. And very interestingly, we found 2 QTLs on 4A and 6A, for which were derived from the Everset YRA. It is a very susceptible parent. And for leaf rust, we found 3 loci, and the first one 1B, on second one on the 1D, and third on the 3D. But these 2 are already known genes, LF46, LF42, and this is a novel one. So we'll further characterize this QTL as we go ahead. And we also found significant epistatic interaction between the different loci. And the first one is between 2D and 3B QTL. It is, it is very significant, the effect is relatively very low. Also, we found between 2D and 1B, 2% of total, it explains 2% of total phenotypic variation. Similarly, for leaf rust, we found a relatively bigger effect, additive epistatic effect. So by this result, we should think about the combination of different genes so that we can have better protection against the rust. So in conclusion, APR on QUAY3 is a highly heritable quantitative trait. At least there are 3 APR genes in QUAY3. Stripe rust resistance, QTL on 2D, is very novel and promising, and it has a very large effect. An appropriate combination of genes helps to harness additive by additive epistatic effect, and if we combine those new novel QTLs with the previously identified genes or QTLs, could be a milestone achievement in the fight against rust disease worldwide. Though, still we need to further validate those markers before we utilize in the breeding program. So I want to acknowledge my graduate advisor, Dr. Amir Ibrahim, similarly my graduate committee members, and all small grant breeding and genetics staffs, and all the CIMIT collaborators, and finally, Bichal Bolak International School Program for the funding. Thank you for your attention.
One very quick question.
The groups you use in the chi-square analysis, mm-hmm. How sure can you be of those groups? Like, how far do the 2 extremes differ from the others? Or could some of those dividing one group
into the other. I have
one,
two
parents. And one very quick answer.
Okay, I have 2 parents, and one parent is highly resistant, one is susceptible, and I use the disease severity score, and one cat, the resistant cat, in the resistant category, I use standard error, the parental disease score plus standard error, and then for the susceptible as well, parental score plus minus standard error. So that's how I did it.
Okay, thank you very much.